Right. I mean, we started off good. I started off real well on the offense side and defense side of the ball. So that's something that we were trying to get going, and we did. And you know, we just had to get over the hump.
How much? Yeah. How much were you guys were starting? You knew about that. You hadn't scored all year opening drive. I mean, that was must have been a big relief.
Right. It was. I mean, it was just good to get out there and get it rolling on that first drive.
What did Clay? I mean, you guys put up 430 something yards. I mean, you had it rolling. Obviously, just didn't get enough in the end zone, too many three-pointers.
Right. You know, we got it going. They didn't do anything we didn't know they were going to do. We were prepared well. Got out there, and we just needed to execute at the right times.
Had a lot of new bodies out there on that last drive with a minute to go. What was the plan on that on the last play?
I mean, it was, you know, kind of one of those desperation, kind of get in the end zone type things. We knew we didn't have time to run another play. So it was just kind of one of those get in the end zone and, you know, try to make something happen.
It's tough, you know what I mean, because, you know, last week we were talking about, oh, where are we going to go from here? What are we going to do? And each week we come out and we prepare to win. We prepare to win a ball game. Does it go our way all the time? No. But we definitely took a step forward. And this entire year, every week, whether we win or lose, we've been taking steps forward. I'm proud of everybody in here because we push each other in practice, and we want to be great, you know what I mean? And for one reason or another, things haven't been falling our way. But today we fought, and nothing to hang our heads down about. We got one more week left, and we're going to prepare the same way.
Obviously, you missed some opportunities. I don't know if they were in the red zone, but, I mean, a lot of three-pointers instead of getting touchdowns, probably the difference. But you guys moved the ball really well. I mean, do you think you'd be able to attack them like you did?
Yeah. Yeah, we believe in what we do. Every week, you know, it's never about the other team, regardless of who they are. They're men just like we are. It's about us and how we execute. And, you know, obviously we want to get seven. We had to settle for three a few times. Obviously that hurt us. It came to bite us in the end. But, you know, what can you say? You know, we went out there, gave it our all. We didn't hang our suits up yet. You know, we got one more game.
Yeah, you guys said you had stuff to play for still. I mean, you had 70,000 in there. Mm-hmm. And each other, a couple guys that might be playing their last game at home too. I mean, was that on your minds that you had a lot to play for?
We had to play for each other. That's all we needed.
We talked earlier in the week about getting out there. You were out there quite a bit. Is it like riding a bike?
Nah, I mean, I wish it was. I mean, you know, some things come a little bit easier, but, you know, you no matter what you do, you can't, you know, do drills and stuff off to the side and do plate football. And, you know, it just takes time and work. And, you know, these guys don't put it in. I'm far behind, but. I mean, you know, we came out and fought today and, you know, had a chance there at the end. Just couldn't get it done. Patriots, tough team, man. And you know, they showed how they are.
Asked you earlier in the week how much of a difference you would have made all season. And the bottom line is, it might be coincidence, but you played today and this was the best effort all year on defense. Is it a coincidence?
Nah, I don't know about all that. You know, guys just – I mean, coach has been talking about finishing strong. Guys talking about it. I mean, everybody's talking about finishing strong, and you know, we're having no other way. You know, it's just how everybody's made up, and I mean, we, you know, came out and fought this game and didn't get it. I mean, we're gonna try to go get this win next week in Tennessee.
You looked like you frustrated those guys a little bit. I mean, you were getting to Brady and. I mean, did you feel that out there? There was a lot of energy. There was a feistiness out there, it looked like.
Yeah, I mean, I think we fought all game, you know what I'm saying, all phases. And, you know, I mean, we just didn't do enough, you know what I'm saying? To come down to the end, like I said, we had a shot and just didn't do enough.
Lastly, how'd you come out of the game? You feel okay?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'll be all right.
There's a lot of energy out there for a 2-12 football team.
Oh, I mean, that's what you're going to get out of this team every week. I mean, we're going to play hard. We're going to give you what we got, you know, each and every week.
Did you gain some confidence throughout? I mean, you guys were getting them off the field and really doing some things that just hadn't worked out your way most of the season.
Yeah, I mean, we felt confident going in. We felt confident every week that, you know, we believe in what we're doing, you know, as a team, but specifically defensively, we really believe, you know, in what we're doing, and we feel like we have a chance to stop everybody when we execute, you know, and we executed better today.
There's a lot more pressure. There's some turnover. I mean, it was really probably your best defensive output he won't say it, but I mean, how much a difference maker does Darryl being in there make?
Oh, I mean, you're talking about not only the best defensive player on this team, but one of the best in the league, you know? So, I mean, obviously I haven't seen the film. I don't know if he was in midseason form, but, you know, anytime you have him out there, he's going to make an impact. He's going to make you better. I mean, he's, like I said, one of the best defensive players in this league.
You guys could have laid down. You had 70,000 out there. You got some guys maybe playing their last game in front. I mean, did that get you motivated?
Well, we try not to think about those things. I mean, it's another game for us. We treat every game the same. We just go out and give it everything we got, you know, and let the chips fall, and that's what we did today. You know, like I told you before, you're going to get our best shot every week.
Notching your belt, Zach and Brady. I mean, is that something you remember? I mean, he's got a heck of a resume.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a cool deal, you know, be able to sack him. It's a fun deal. You know, big-time player, Hall of Fame guy, able to get home against him is a big thing.
I just went toe-to-toe with a pretty darn good football team. We could take something away from it.
Yeah, we know we could play good football. Well, we knew that coming in. It's just about executing. And today we executed well. And the good teams do that week in and week out. So, like you said, a lot of young guys, and, you know, they'll learn how to do that on a more consistent basis. And you'll get a lot of wins in this league once you do that.
Best defensive effort, I think, of the season. It looked like it. How much did Darryl play a part in that, getting him back?
He's Buck. He's Darryl Smith. He's always great to have on the field. The best defensive player on the field when he's healthy. So you know, when you have your best guy able to push through and go forward, it's always good for the ball club.
It's 70,000 in the stands. The Patriots are in town. I mean, this seemed like you guys were playing with a feistiness and attitude of confidence as that game went on too. That maybe you hadn't had all season. I mean, was there some of that?
No, we've had it. It's just about when you don't execute, it's hard to show it. But we've shown week in and week out we're going to play hard football. It's just about how well we execute is how the game is going to come out. But, you know, it's going to goes to show that we're fighting to the last game is played and to the last whistle is blown. There's no quitting this team.
Hard to imagine number 27 not in a Jaguars uniform. I know you know the business. Any thoughts on possibly the final home game?
Oh, yeah, definitely have thought about it, but try not to ponder on it too much. But have thought about it, and, you know, all good things come to an end. You know, will it be good if it doesn't, you know, and extend a couple more? Sure. But, you know, reality, I know the business. So, you know, I love the organization, love the community. Weavers. And now Khan, like, everybody in this organization, they've been great to me, and my extent to them was trying to do the same and try to be a blue-collar guy and do things right. And, you know, I live my life for the Lord, and he's helped me with that, to do things right regardless of how things are going or regardless of how people may think you're being treated. Just keep your head down and keep moving and show the young guys how a true professional does things. And that's what I'm here for, to be a role model to those guys.